My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Brandon Tierney is in the studio. I was told by multiple people that Brandon hates Stugotz.
Oh, boy.
And and Brandon has the opportunity to either to stamp that or refute. By the way, you smell good right now.
I showered, man.
Yeah, no, you smell really good.
He did the bare minimum. Yeah, he showered.
All right, so where do we stand with this man here?
Yeah. Well, I don't hate him. Let me just get that out there. Right. I don't know him, so I certainly don't hate anybody that I don't know.
Yes.
You know, do I
respect him?
Yeah, I respect his career for sure. 100%.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm shocked to hear that.
No. Come on, man. You shouldn't be shocked to hear that. Do I love him coming in here all the time talking about other people's jobs? No.
You're right.
I don't.
You're right.
I don't.
I agree with you.
And you know, that needs to be said.
Yes.
I mean, by the way, I appreciate your love for the station. I do. Right. I really do.
No, thank you.
Because I was the same way growing up.
Right.
But to me, there is a way, and this is a twisted business.
Yes.
And I'm not a radio beef guy. I don't play that nonsense. If somebody doesn't like me, I don't care. I honestly don't.
Right.
You know, but coming on our turf.
You're right.
And being so free with people's jobs.
Yes.
Somebody's got to speak up and defend the station.
Yeah.
Because it's not this guy who's letting it happen, by the way, who's stirring the pot.
He's enabling.
I thought you were a good teammate. No, I'm worried about Gio.
BT, everyone slow down. Listen, you're right. It's all Gio's fault. I am totally with you. I mean, he is the guy. He got it out of me. I didn't want to say I wanted someone else's job. Gio during the breaks. Hey, you got to say it. 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 So I am with BT. Yeah, it's all on Gio. Yeah.
Well, listen.
I'm with you. You and I are kindred spirits. I was telling Gio, I can't do this. There's no way I can't do it.
This is the web that he spins, man.
He starts trouble, then he deflects, then he goes here, then he goes there.
No, I want to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You're right. Everything you're saying is right. In fact, the caller called in and asked us about it 2 days ago.
Okay.
And I said, I'm a horrible person. That's what I said to him.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, just, but I...
You know, it's a brazen move.
I went too far.
Okay.
And so I apologize. I apologize to Sal, and I'm going to apologize to you. Now, my show, Levitard and the crew, they're not going to be happy. Because they want to escalate the beef. I don't want to escalate a beef with you because I'm intimidated by you and I'm
scared.
Stop. No, but I realized as I was doing the PD stuff with Olivero that I had taken some of the conversation too far. And there was no need to do that.
So, I can respect this. Yes. I can respect this.
Yeah. Okay. And he has, and by the way, as much as I would love to make this explode more, and I'll be honest about that, he has said that off the air.
He has.
He has told me I took it too far, and I actually feel bad.
Yes.
So he has said that off the air. Now,
I'm doing it. I'm couching it under, you know, entertainment, payoff. The audience needs something. I need to give them something. I'm on with Gio and Boomer. Yeah. They're asking me who's the, you know, what job did you want? I'm saying it's Evan Roberts. I don't want Evan's job.
Now, do you say Evan because he's, like, physically not intimidating?
Well,
like,
that's why I chose him, yes. No, he's just a symbol for what it is that I want. He's occupying the space that I want,
if it were me in afternoons and not mornings, you would have said my name. It's just he is the person occupying that chair right now.
Yes,
that you want to be doing, and has nothing to do with Evan per se. It's just that you've dreamt of being the afternoon host at WFAN,
like many people.
Yeah, right. Of course.
Don't think I want Evan's job?
Right. Well, there
we go. I have cultivated an environment where everyone is talking freely about everyone else's job.
Yeah. The only difference is
that's what the PD does.
You were a little too free. And by our standards, and all due respect, you're an outsider, you know, to us.
I know.
And I don't mean your career. You've done great things. By the way, I was on your show years ago.
I know you were.
If you remember that, with the Man versus Bear.
So I told Gio, it was funny. I don't know why he hates me, because when he came on our show, he didn't want to talk to Dan. He only wanted to talk to me.
I don't hate you. I don't hate you. Yes. I don't. Hold on. I definitely don't hate you.
Yeah,
like I said, when I don't. I've been doing this a long time. All right, and you know, you guys always, BT's nuts, BT. I'm not. I got problems with nobody. I really have no problems.
I know.
I know. But I'm like, and I know it's kind of bit, it's a bit, you're pushing it, you're doing it, and I'm like, all right, he did it last time. Then I did a little research. I'm like, before, because I was going to probably come in today anyway. Let me just Google Stugatz, WFAN.
You're right, Celia.
Then I'm reading, and sometimes print is obviously misleading.
Sure.
I'm like, look at the things that this guy said on our station that has gone relatively unchecked. It's got to get checked a little bit, but I appreciate you, saying what you said. We're good.
All right, so just put on the headphones for a second, because we want to hear, apparently you recorded a message before coming in here, and we have that message. Things have changed, but this is how bad it was at one point.
If I ever happen to come across Stugatz in the hallway, I'm going to make sure he gets a serious beatdown that will spill out onto the street. I'm talking about kicking his ass from one end of the block to the other and shipping his stone carcass back to Miami. It will be the most poignant beating of that weasel's life. You're not man enough to be my boss. How many push-ups have you done today?
Oh,
I've done 1,000.
Oh, come on.
Wait. Man.
What are we
make
doing?
That 2,000.
Oh.
You better never show your stupid leathery face around here again. You friggin' pothead, or ill rearrange it.
Wow. It's going deep. By the way, did you pop a gummy this morning, too? Or is that after the show?
After
the show.
About 10:05.
I got you.
And obviously, that's AI BT, but I couldn't figure it out.
About 20 years ago, a much higher BT voice there.
Well, yeah. Sure.
That's a younger version of you, that with all due respect.
I respect both of you guys.
Yeah.
There is, in this business, we like to have a lot of fun, and there's also truth in some of the bit stuff.
Yeah.
And I will say that I respect Stugatz for legitimately feeling bad about saying that, but also sticking to entertainment side, and I respect PT coming in here and confronting him and saying what he had a problem with. So I think this was good. I think all's well that ends well.
Well, I appreciate that, but we have a problem with you now.
Right.
See, exactly. You're the one who's doing this.
Of course,
you gotta understand that.
Next summer, it's me and BT in the midday.
I'm not hiding
from
that at all.
You've been here for a while. You're supposed to be one of the captains of the station. You let an outsider come in and start talking smack.
Exactly.
That's honestly what happened. Like, I wouldn't do that.
And I can't believe he allowed me to do it. I'm shocked.
And like, as you mentioned, headline after headline after headline after headline after headline.
Yeah, but he's sticking up for the radio station and all the people working very hard to get these shifts. And that's the sense I got from Sal. I told you earlier last year where, hey, this is all fun and games to you. You've already made it. You've already done all the things you wanted to do. But I haven't. This is the one thing I haven't done yet that I would like to do. But Gio was nice enough to let me do it. And perhaps next summer you'll let me do it.
I hope you enjoyed it, because we're not letting you back. So.
Okay, well, that, me and you, BT.
And by the way, Brandon.
And Sal can stick around, too, if you'd like.
You're out there making the third wheel.
Yeah. And you got to understand, when you sit here and you sit next to him and you try to talk about the games that happened the night before, and then you find out really quickly that he didn't see any of it.
He doesn't care.
Oh, are you kidding
me? Got to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit here and talk to him and have him say, baseball's a weird thing, man. Baseball's a weird sport. They could turn it around 50 times
in
an hour.
I can't sit here and listen to you fire every member of a team that is 18 games above 500. I can't do it.
Maybe the balance is somewhere in between, like not watching and caring too much, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
right,
maybe
BT.
It's me and BT. I mean,
there you go. Right. Look at that. Now he's got Sal out. Amazing.
Well, I want to see that. Vacation. I won't let happen. I mean, me and Sal, good.
We understand.
Vacation. Listen, I will stop my pursuit of everyone's job here if I could just come in once a year and hang out with you guys. That's all I'm asking for.
But now, Stu, I appreciate that.
No chance!
Stop walking around like a lizard. Stu Gatz, there is a fine line, though.
You're right.
Between being, like, proactive and...
I know.
And begging.
I know. Like, you're right.
You're laying it on a little thick, man.
I love the place. What can I tell you?
So do I.
I love the place. I love the place.
I'm fighting for it. But listen, good to see you.
That's why I fight to get here. I love the place. I really know you do. It means a lot to me that you actually do. I do.
BT and Sal coming up at 10 o'clock. Make sure you don't miss it. All right, BT, man. thanks for coming in.
Yep.
All right, CeeLo, you got a moment of the day, I'm sure, and a sponsor or something. I don't know what the hell you have.
Moment of the day is brought to you by, look at this, they're going to hug it out.
That's on CBS Sports Network. That's awesome. He does smell good, right?
I know. Band-Aids? What is that?
Yeah, I got
cut. Gio bringing two enemies together and putting himself in the crosshairs in the process.
Yeah, that's
gotta love it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.